Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot, 705, August the 24th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and also the chat room is up. In fact, it was going when I got here, and I feel remiss because I was a little bit late. So Philip Smith, Angel, Sharon, let me see, Indie Guy, just all types of people. Jaws, good morning. Good morning to all. Linda is at a business conference today. So we'll be seeing her hopefully later around noontime, but right now she's pounding the table with ideas. There are some things that we're working on here that I think y'all are going to like. You know, you got to keep moving forward. You don't keep moving forward, you stagnate. Okay, what's going on? Oh, the weather. It's going to be another hot day. But, you know, I just heard from Jimbo that it could be getting some thunder here. And if there's thunder, it could be lightning. So, but today it's mostly sunny. It's supposed to get up to 95. It's 66 degrees right now. And yesterday was, well, gosh, it got into the triple digits. You know, people can say it doesn't get in the triple digits, but it does. And, you know, different places around town and all the microclimates. But today, 95. Chances of thunderstorms up in the mountains, so which means there could be some lightning strikes, and it might be a chance of fire, a chance, not a for sure though. The humidity is 51% out at the airport. Wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is 29.87. Dew point is 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Visibility 10 miles. You know what? I don't ordinarily give that, but you know, it's nice to see is that it's all on that sheet of paper. Okay, let's talk about what's going on. You know, when you see certain things, you just have to ask yourself, why does this happen? Why does this happen? There's a man found guilty of not only kidnapping a child and sexually assaulting the child, and by the way, a child I think is somebody that's like 5 or 6. This was a 3-year-old. Takes the child from the father's house. Father hears a child screaming, watches, pull off. The child is found later on. This deviant had not only kidnapped her, not only tried to choke her, he sexually assaulted her, and then buried her alive. Well, luckily, he didn't do a good job. She dug herself out. And was found. So this guy is this animal by the name of Cody Kaplan is going to spend probably 91 years in prison. I don't think he'll spend that long in there. They'll find ways of getting him out. But 91 years in prison for this. You know, I hate to start the show off with that, but it just makes you remember. It should make you think that there's people out there like that. And do you have your eye on the kids? Do you know the people that you let in your house also? Because obviously this person was there at the house earlier at a party. Of course, you know, you'll invite people there to your home and not really know perhaps what they are. But it was, to have something like that is just kind of like, wow. You know, who do I invite in my house? Who comes to my house that takes a look at my house and you just let in? And, you know, and today you just kind of got to be a little bit more circumspect about it and talking, and looking at who's at your home and what, and who's been around and who's around your children. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about what's going on in the, in America. We're going to start talking about what's going on in the state, what's going on right here in Reading. Our guest today, Dr. Ray John, was going to be on at 7:30, talking to us about Haven Humane. And then, of course, we've got Senator Ted Gaines. The senator is the, if redistricting goes through, a lot of ifs here, if redistricting goes through, and if there's an election, Senator Gaines, and I think he's going to be there. There's not going to be a senatorial election. I have to look. But in December of 2012, if everything holds up the way it's supposed to do, against all the lawsuits and everything else, he will become Shasta County's new senator. Okay? Now, before we go to a break, we're going to bring on Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo for our Business Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Major averages have turned positive after a bigger-than-expected increase in durable goods orders. Overall orders rose 4% in July. Turning to the market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 91 points at 11,268. The S&P 500 is up 10 points at 1,173. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 20 points at 2,466. Taking a look at a few active stocks, J&J is up 68 cents at $65.65. Alcoa is up 7 cents at $11.75. D.R. Horton's positive 42 cents, trading at $9.36. Local stocks of interest, Costco's up 65 cents at $76.88. Safeway's down 6 cents, trading at $17.15. And Ready Bank of Commerce has a down one penny at $3.37. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.19%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down $32.50 at $1,828.80 per ounce. Silver's down a dollar at $41.33. And crude oil is positive 39 cents, trading at $85.83 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. You know what I understand is that the stock market's posted its largest gains for the last 2 weeks. So it's coming back a little bit. It's up over 11,000. I hate to see gold going down since I bought $8 million of it the other day. But I guess it'll go back up. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And yes, okay, chat room, here we go. We are going to discuss the latest law that the Assembly in the Senate of California insist on voting on. Are you ready for this? Well, put your hands at the 6 o'clock position because that's where we're going to. This is Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and on the Free Fire Media. Going to be like 96 today, 98, somewhere around there. Weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, 474-5546. Let me see, today is Wednesday. Brunch out there. I was out there yesterday for brunch, and they had a number of people out there. The Italian stonemasons are out there building the chapel. What else is going on? Oh, of course, music of this weekend. That's why you need to call. Last weekend, they were just packed to the rafters there. North State Sessions or North State Star was there. And then, of course, it's horseback rides. There's, Thursday nights is pizza. Or you can get pizza along with other foods there, but their pizza is handmade in a wood-fired oven. So, and Ensemble Vineyards, it's a great place to go. It's just a short way out of Palo Cedro, and 9 miles before you get to Shingletown. So it's not a bad ride or a long ride. Okay. All right, what we were talking about, and I said put your hands at your 6 o'clock position. That's, when Mickey's Mouse is on Mickey Mouse Watch. If Mickey's hands are at the 6 o'clock position, he's covering his zipper region, and the state of California is getting into your zipper. Yes, that's right. That's right. And now we had a couple of state senators that want to make circumcision, get into your circumcision laws. Now, frankly, I find this a little strange, but then again, they've gotten into the bed sheets, so why not get into circumcision? They're working on a bill to allow circumcision, and that they're saying that several entities around the state, and then some people are saying it's a national level movement to prohibit parents from circumcising their children, male children, because it's a form of genital mutilation. Parents and people who oppose this say, in certain religious communities, this is just part of our religion. Plus, it helps to stop disease, other things like that. Personally, and this has just been a personal thought on this, is that shouldn't it be up to the parents on how they want to do this, on what they want to do, and why do you have people who you don't know, who don't know you, and personally don't care about you, make a law that says you cannot conduct, you cannot have your child circumcised if that's what you wish, that it goes along your religious laws. What's wrong with that? Or if this is just something that a family does because they believe in it, have we gotten to that point where we can outlaw? You have a few people that say this is terrible, and they put lawsuits out, and they can outlaw something from inside your family. They've gone after your smoking. They've gone after the food you eat. They've gone after the cars you drive, the places you go, the water you drink, and now they're going for your baby's pee-pee. At some point, somebody has to say, no, no. Keep your hands off my son's genital area. When is that going to happen? When? What is it? This, we've got an economy that's in the toilet. And we've got senators spending time on, let's not allow circumcision. Let the parents decide. Why should it even get there? Stick on something you guys know about. Bed sheets. All right. I don't make this up. I don't make it up. It just happens. It just happens like this. I can't figure it out. Is it just the fact that people in California are really crazy? Is that what it is? Is it the fact that the further you, the closer you get to the ocean, the crazier you get? No, I mean that. Do you see this, these laws on circumcision? They're not in Wairika. You don't see it in Nevada. You see it in San Francisco. I think there ought, if you're going to make a law, make it illegal to live within 50 miles of the ocean. That way, sanity could return. I mean, it makes as much sense as getting into people's choices for the children. I got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in a business meeting this morning, pounding out a contract.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Wind River. Play for local charity. Play Double Action Bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. Super Bingo. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catsius Clay. Do you prefer Catsius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-16.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Beat that drum all day. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:25 in the morning, August the 24th. It looks like it's 66 degrees out there, heading up for the 90s. Maybe some thunderstorms up in the hills. And Sunwell Vineyards always brings you the weather report. Great place to go to. You know, always go up and have lunch there today. Okay. We've gotten lots of chat room comments since I was commenting on the state of California getting into your knickers.
Why not? They've already gotten into your wallet.
Okay. Yeah. People, they're saying, you know, and Dr. Ray John is here, and his comment was, hey, look, this place has gotten so screwed up is that even the earthquakes are leaving. Yeah, the earthquakes went all the way across to the other coast and go, hey, let's go over here. It's not as crazy as it is in California. Let's have an earthquake right here. And, you know, so, you know, but it's, I guess we shouldn't laugh about that, Dr. John. Hey, our guest, Dr. Ray John, who heads up the Haven Humane Center Coalition
Society.
You know what? I just can't believe it. Here's this man, you know, a former Marine. And he was a former Marine that fought his way through Vietnam and then had to fight his way through the University of San Francisco. Literally. And now, you know, you've got Haven Humane here. And the other day, and I'm just going to cheer for you here. You know, you started that campaign to give away 190 cats. You know, Linda was trumpeting in it that you had to take a minimum of two cats when you went down there. I'm not sure that's what it means, but she said, take a minimum of two cats. And you gave 190 cats away in
3 hours.
3 hours.
About 350 people showed up, and it was remarkable, Carl. The two stories. One is this little old lady came up to me, and we were nearing the end of the day. I had about 11 cats left, and her number was way up there. And she said, "I really need a cat. My husband died last week." And she says, "I need a companion." So the old Marine here made sure she left with a cat. And a little while later, a young man came up to me with his son, and he says, "I was able to give my kid his wish for his birthday. I got him a cat, and I couldn't afford the normal price." So made the whole thing worthwhile. Loved it.
Yeah, you know, and cats, as you've always told us, and by the way, we have been through Haven Humane. We've had a tour through there. We were really impressed by it, and the cleanliness, the attitude of the people. And then, of course, we got into the spay-neuter spot over there and watched how that was run. And it was, if you can picture, my friends, an assembly line with love, I think this love and respect, this is what I was seeing. These animals, they were going through a number of them, but each one of them was treated. You know, somebody holding the animal, taking care of it. There was nothing to it that smacked of neglect or just, you know, of people not caring.
Yeah, and the 38 employees are true animal lovers, and we're doing 35 to 40 spay and neuters a day. So it's incredible work, and it's what we call assembly line medicine. We have to just keep them moving, and but the care they have for them. What happened 2 weeks ago was all of a sudden in 10 days 190 cats were surrendered to me, and it just burst our facilities. I didn't have enough staff to keep up with.
I know you have when you have like what 25 or 30 cats, that's
I usually range 50 to 60
50 to 60,
and all of a sudden you were sitting with 190, and it, just feeding them takes all day long, and cleaning the cages. And I realized then there was only one alternative, and I said, that's not acceptable. So we gave them away. And I think it showed people that, you know, how truly we do love animals, and we want them to have a good home. And the people in there were wonderful, Carl. And they were so grateful. You know, it was just a great opportunity for them.
Yeah. Well, we just got like about a minute left. You know, so how much does it cost to spay a cat or a dog?
Well, I put in about $200 per animal because vaccination, microchipping, spay and neutering, health exam, et cetera. So it was an expensive day for us, but I think ethically it was a good decision.
Absolutely. So how much does a person pay, though, if they came in?
Normally, a person would pay $85. Right now, we have the Cats Count campaign, which you've helped us with.
Yes.
And we've reduced it to $50 a cat. It's just we've spent a lot of time pushing our dogs and doing really well with that. And we haven't done as well with cats, and we have way too many cats.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. I was just wondering the cost, but I've got Just Bob working here today because Bad Bob's off. How much would it cost to, you know, like, fix him?
Way too much.
Way too much?
I couldn't get anybody to do it.
Oh, okay.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets are fighting to hold on to early gains. The U.S. budget deficit is expected to hit about $1.3 trillion this year, according to the latest figures from the Congressional Budget Office. It is the third largest shortfall in the past 65 years. The CBO projects only modest economic growth over the next few years. Orders for durable goods rose more than expected in July. Strong demand for aircraft and motor vehicles pushed orders 4% higher last month. Economists had forecasted growth at half that rate. But a key category that tracks business investment plans saw its biggest drop in 6 months, suggesting businesses are pulling back on their spending. And shares of CVS Caremark are rising after they announced a share buyback of up to $4 billion. The company also plans to complete its previous $2 billion repurchase program later this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
I'm Dr. Caddy Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. With me is cats' rights advocate Timothy Olitter on the topic of cats.
I want cats to question their humans. Dogs drool, cats rule.
Hear, hear.
We cats, we know who we are and feel comfortable in our own fur. And we would never hold fundraising events like dogs do.
Are you saying cats are aloof?
I'm saying cats make great companions too.
Cats count. Visit Haven Humane Society from 11 to 5. Monday through Saturday.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning, August the 24th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. See, we lost Indy. Let's go out and paint a house here. Everybody else is there. Our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane Society, is here talking about, and we've applauded him for giving away 190 cats in 3 hours. I just was asking if he'd give away like 3 cats that wander through my yard, and he's just taught me how to trap them. So people up where we live, if you're missing a cat in the next few days, you might want to go down to Haven Humane and find them. I have found your cat doing things in my yard. That's why he's down at Haven Humane. But let's go to the phone. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I'm just on a roll today. Everything from circumcision to trapping kitties.
Yeah, and what cats are doing in your yard.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, they love it. They love that monkey bark.
They must. You guys keep talking about that.
Well, I'm to the point there that it's, okay, that's enough. I've had what I had, and I can stand it no more.
Yeah, well, at least it's not the deer eating your grapes.
Well, now, see, deer's eating grapes, because I'd probably let them eat the grapes to a certain point of time when they are plump and juicy.
Yeah, well, they're fun to watch. Well, anyway, but Dr. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I can't hear Dr. John.
That's because his microphone wasn't turned on, just Bob.
Now it is.
Okay, now we're good to go. Hi, Dr. John. I have two issues as far as the policy at Haven Humane that I would like to discuss with you quickly, if I may.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I didn't get a freebie when I went to get my dog a few weeks ago. And I paid the regular price, and I was told, of course, that the puppy would have to be neutered before we picked him up. So we went back a few days later to pick him up at the time. And we found out that his back legs were taped, that he had had his dew claws removed, and that we had to keep him sedate more or less, not let him run or jump or any of that stuff, and give him medicine because of the dew claws. Well, we were never told that that is what was going to happen. And when I brought it up to the ladies, they said, well, they got very irate with me because I wasn't thrilled about not being told, and then they informed me that that's not their problem and it's the policy of the people in the other place where I got him from, you know, at the kennels. They should have told me, and nothing ever came of it. Fine, but that was a real inconvenience for me and a bit of a surprise to get a little puppy and not only was neutered, but then had his legs taped, had the surgery in his claws, and I was never informed. That, I think, I should have been told before I got the dog, and that really bothered me. On top of that, we were told, if you want this dog, you've got to bring in the dog you have at home and get him to see if they get along. So we did. And I brought my 16-year-old dog into that little play area, and we met our new puppy together, which, by the way, we named Hollis over that lovely, named after that lovely man, Hollis, who works there. But within days of doing that, our 16-year-old dog now has kennel cough as well as the other dog, and we're on our second round of antibiotics. And I mentioned that to the ladies. Again, very irate, because I allowed the two dogs, after I brought Hollis home, to intermingle. Well, I was told I had to bring my dog down and make them meet in that probably infested grass area, and yet I get blamed for bringing kennel cough home. I think your policy should be, if you're going to force an owner to bring the pets down and they get kennel cough, you guys treat them at your expense and not mine, and don't blame me. I was very unhappy with the treatment I got, but I love the dog.
Well, Sharon, I don't have enough time to answer all the stuff. Let me just start with, Hollis is a great name for a dog. Hollis is 73 years old. He's been working there for 38 years, and we love it. Great guy. Number two, the introductions are really important because sometimes a dog will come home the other dog won't like, and we've got ourselves an alpha dog war going on.
I understand that.
So that's what happened. Number three, kennel cough is a reality of shelters. We have 52 dogs, et cetera, et cetera, and it's just something that's very much part of herd medicine.
I do as understand far as, that, too, but the attitude towards me,
yeah,
and blaming me.
And the other stuff you're talking about, I wish you'd call me maybe tomorrow at work
and we can talk, and I can look into it. If anyone
well,
gave
actually,
you,
I'm going to interrupt one more time because I know it's hard as a caller to get it. Sometimes you say so. I actually spoke with someone down in the office who I won't say her name. She was supposed to have called you and made an appointment with me, and again, not. And then I was told, you have to stay outside with your animals. I mean, it was really a most unpleasant experience being yelled at from the people there.
Yeah, and all I can do is investigate for you and talk to you. Give me a call. My personal line is 243-4030. It's my private number.
Okay, hold on just one second, because I will do that. What was the number again?
243-4030 is my private line. Call me, give me some more information so we won't have to talk about it over the air, because it'll take a little while, and I'll do some investigating this morning for you, okay?
Okay, yes, I think that'd be great, because it seems to me, I mean, I understand the kennel cough, I understand the whole thing. It just seems to me that there's got to be better communication between the people who adopt and the people who work there so that everything's out in the open.
Yes, I agree with you.
Anyway, I thank you for your time, and thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane Society. And we're going to be talking about things that are going on with Haven Humane, things in the future, things that you can get involved with. Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Meeting. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning, August 24th. And Linda's in a business conference today and most of the day. Might be able to get her out of there by noon. It's going to be a great day today, 96, 97, even though they say there could be some thunderstorms up in the mountains. Our guest, Dr. Ray John, and from Haven Humane Society, and we applauded him for 190 cats given away in 3 hours. And you've got a bunch of other things going on, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a really busy fall for us in a good way. Our 7th annual Reading Dog Pound Poker Run takes place on September 10th. And we start at Wind River, get all the way up to Lakeshore, and it is really a lot of fun. I'm still doing the second Tuesday club, and this next time we're meeting at the Post Office Saloon and Grill on that Tuesday night. And then an event that I'm excited about because the co-MC is sitting here right next to me is Linda and Carl and myself are going to MC the Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel on Saturday, October 1st. It's a wine tasting and hors d'oeuvres, the Lou White Trio, live auction, and just one of the most fun events of the year. So if you're interested in any of that, you can call us at 241-1653.
I've heard the spots for the poker run, so we should be having these out here pretty soon, I imagine.
Right.
October 1st, it's going to be a good time. We were honored to be asked to co-MC this, and we're going to go out there in our very best bib and tucker and raise money for Haven Humane.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting. And I'm making a rather unusual donation for that night, which is going to be in the silent auction. I'm giving up my entire Harley Davidson collection that I've collected over the past 20 years. So
the Harley Davidson collection of what?
Motorcycles, dolls, Harley stools, everything that I've
got.
Not
the big bike.
The big bike I had to relinquish over a month ago. My shoulder never healed from my surgery.
Oh, okay, from that.
And I can't
hold
it. So I decided the best thing to do is give the stuff up, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Well, it's and you've got – I've seen a lot of your stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Oh. So the entire Harley collection going up. Yeah. Huh? You really know how to really know how to entice a guy.
I do. And I know the co-MC will probably look at some of this stuff.
Oh, I think I probably
spend
will.
Spend some money.
Well, but I always?
I think you and I and Linda on the stage is going to be kind of scary. Looking forward to it.
Scary, yes. Frightening, no. Okay,
one beauty and two old Marines.
A rose between two thorns. Yeah. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to thank you. We got a wonderful dog from Haven Humane. Just wonderful.
That's great. What kind did you get, Don?
We got a Dachshund Chihuahua.
I love it. Great combination.
Oh, geez, fantastic. It's very protective of us, and it turned out to be a wonderful dog. And I'm looking forward to the Bark and Wine, because we have Bark and Wine in our house. I bark and my wife whines, you don't take me anywhere.
That's really good.
So
thanks, Don.
Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
A Chihuahua and a Dachshund. Chihuahua and a Dachshund. And you know what? Don, I can see that.
Yeah. In me or the dog.
We call it a Das Chihuahua.
We call it a Das Chihuahua.
The dog is fantastic. I can't believe what a great animal you provided for us, a pet. But he owns the house now is the problem.
That is. One good thing is we can design any dog you need. You know, we have all kinds of combinations. There are no purebreds at Haven.
Well, this dog I wouldn't take him over a purebred. No one in the family would either.
That's great.
We had somebody who just told us they're getting a Labradoodle. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, we get them about once a month, and people just can't wait for the Labradoodle. They love them.
What is a Labradoodle? I thought it was a children's ride.
It's a Labrador and a Poodle combination, and they're a little different to look at, but people love them. They're very friendly dogs.
Wow. Very good. Well, keep up the great work, and we always support you whenever we can.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Don.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out on a business meeting today. Our guest is Dr. Ray John from the Haven Humane Society. We've got a bunch of other things going on we want to talk about with him. And at 8 o'clock, our guest is Senator Ted Gaines, who is, if everything goes, you know, if the redistricting goes and the re-elections go and all this happens, is that Senator Gaines would become our senator in December of 2012 and not before that. So he's going to be on. We're going to have a chance to ask him questions about how he feels about, oh, let's say the budget, Second Amendment, trees, water, you name it. We'll ask it. And whatever you want to hear from him, this is a good chance for you to call him and ask him what he thinks. This is Free Fire Radio.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing in weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:54 in the morning, August the 24th. 605-4567 is our phone lines, and KCNR 1460, we're chatting and streaming there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley run a great place. They give discounts to veterans. You have Espresso Joe's on the property, which gives you great coffee. You can buy coffee beans, the deluxe coffee beans there. You get a full pound for the price the other people charge you for 12 ounces. You have, cold drinks of the kind that you like, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they provide a community room for people to join in and have discussions and meetings. And tomorrow evening, starting around 6 o'clock, they're having the representatives from Olivia cigar company are going to be there to talk about new products. They're going to talk about what makes a good cigar. How do you light a cigar? How do you do all these things that adults have the right to do, and to smoke cigars. They also have great raffle items and some giveaways of stuff. So tomorrow, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Be there. Our guest, Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane. We've talked about, what about the bike run? That's starting, we just talked about that.
Yeah, that's coming up on September 10th.
Is that the Dog Pound or something?
The Dog Pound Run. And those are great people, guys and gals who ride together. And we're going to start at Wind River and go all the way up to Lakehead. And most people will spend the night there. We've rented the whole place out.
Oh, wow.
And it's truly a lot of fun.
There'll be no partying, though.
Well, there'll be some partying.
Okay, some partying.
And as a former biker, I still will have a good time.
That's right. Well, you know what? Sometimes the biking catches up with us.
Yes.
and so you don't ride as much, but you party just as much.
Yes.
What else? What's going on? We got like 4 minutes here.
Just a ton of stuff. Right now, today, the contractors have started. They're putting up three pastures at Haven. So
great.
Now I'll be able to take – I do already take large animals. I've got a couple of horses. But now I'll be able to take three different large animal species. So I could take sheep and horses and whatever during emergencies. And we're working hard on the plans for the new building that's going up, the Morgan Adoption Center. So the shelter will now become an isolation place. And some of this stuff that Sharon mentioned, like the kennel cough,
yeah,
it's really going to help because all new entries will be there for a week and then transfer to the adoption center after. And I think that'll cut down on some of our disease. So
okay,
we're just going gangbusters right now.
Well, the large animals, do you adopt out horses and that?
Yeah, when we get them. We try our best to move them on to horse rescue places.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're really, they're expensive to keep going. Right now we have a miniature horse named Sketchy, and the problem is we haven't socialized him well. He bites. So it's hard to adopt out a horse that bites.
Well, chases your employees around. Well, miniature horses, they have used to be assistance animals. And,
right.
And they found that, they're not quite on the same level as dogs as far as intelligence, but they're close. And they live a lot longer. So once they're trained, instead of losing your dog every 10 or 12 years, these things will be in their 20s and 30s. But they can be trained to be an assistance animal.
Yeah, and that's what we're working hard on with the Sketchy scene. We can get them to.
An assistance animal that's really good, takes you up to a light that's red or something like that and turns around and bites you. It's missing something there.
There's no service in that. But it's wonderful now with the new pastures to be able to really take large animals.
I'm not going to say the comments I'm seeing here about why don't you rent the pony out to chase people and let them bite them.
Use it as a guard dog at
there
your
you
house.
Go. This is my attack horse.
Yeah. Here.
All right. Well, okay. So what else?
I was going to tell you too. I've got a 4-foot iguana right now.
Oh yeah.
And that's been interesting. We can't keep him in a cage, so we put him in an entire cat room by himself. And then we walk him on a leash in the afternoons for 20 minutes, and he's a little grumpy, and we're working on the grumpiness. He's not supposed to hit us when we go to feed him, and so we've had
But you have a 4-foot iguana, and he is adoptable, too.
He is adoptable, and we're looking for someone with a good reptile experience.
Right, you just don't want to pull a 4-foot iguana into your home.
Yeah,
you may lose those cats.
It's like the family who brought us a python in last year, and they bought it when it was little, and when it started wrapping itself around the baby, they thought maybe they should bring it home.
Probably a good idea. Yeah, let's just take it out and give it to Dr. Ray.
We think the iguana was abandoned.
Well,
we found it in a tree in someone's yard here in Redding. So
yeah, just driving by, I just had I've had enough of this iguana, and just let him out in the freeway and
let him go.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Dr. Ray John from Haven Humane. Anything we can do to help. And October 1st, we're going to be there for Bark and Wine. We're going to have a great time, raise money for Haven Humane, and just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, it's been great being here this morning, Carl. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, when we come back from our break, Senator Ted Gaines will be here with us, so we'll be talking to him about his viewpoints. He may be our new senator. You know, if all these other things fall into place, he would be our representative. So I think we should take some time to find out what he believes. Carl on the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Casey at R, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Get your evacuation kit ready.
North Carolina Governor Beverly Perdue worried about Hurricane Irene. Tourists already leaving Ocracoke Island.
We are seeing probably not near capacity at this point. We expect the traffic to pick up as the day goes along.
She's with the ferry service, the only way off the Outer Banks Island. Irene now bashing the Bahamas. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown tracking it live in Miami.
Dave, National Hurricane Center Director Bill Reed says it will be a windy and wet weekend for the upper U.S. eastern seaboard.
The entire coastline from the Carolinas through New England should pay close attention because that is the area of potential impact as we get in late Friday through early Monday.
Now, that means places like Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, and Atlantic City, New York City, and Bar Harbor, Maine, Dave.
Eben Muammar Gaddafi vows to fight on from where we don't know. He's in hiding after Libyan rebels took over Tripoli.
Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Mr. President Obama. Thank you, America.
Now, there's still fighting there, the U.S. monitoring it closely. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the Pentagon.
Where a senior official tells Fox News the fighting is not over and they are not declaring victory, but resistance in and around Tripoli by those loyal to Muammar al-Gaddafi becoming very limited. The official also says Gaddafi's whereabouts remain unknown, but there's no evidence he's left Tripoli. And Western officials are seeing no evidence that rebels are out for blood. No major reprisals so far. That's a good sign that perhaps the rebels realize the whole world is watching what they're doing, Dave.
Ridge, the day after the earthquake, felt up and down the East Coast.
All D.C. public schools are closed today.
Washington Mayor Vincent Gray, some government buildings closed for inspection. The Washington Monument and National Cathedral were cracked. He was naked and he had a knife. A New York City man, now under psychiatric evaluation, charged with murder, going into a stabbing spree yesterday in his apartment building, killing a man, wounding four other people. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A sage business knows costs don't control themselves.
Every dollar we spend on the business is an investment in the business. We just want to be investing wisely.
A sage business knows how to control costs by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for e-marketing and online payments.
We run our business on Sage because it gives us the insights we need to keep costs low and profits high.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
First, we brought you the revolutionary Can-Am Spyder Roadster. And now this. It's the BRP Yellow Tag event. Get one of the best warranties in the industry, great financing, and up to $2,000 back on select BRP products like Can-Am ATVs, side-by-sides, and roadsters. Offer ends August 31st. Visit your local BRP dealer or BRPUltimatePlayground.com for details. Restrictions apply. Coverage, financing, and cash back vary by product category and unit. See an authorized BRP dealer for details.
Visit Twin City Motorsports in Marysville.
Google is paying $500 million to settle a federal investigation into distributing internet ads from Canadian pharmacies illegally selling prescription and non-prescription drugs to Americans. Google acknowledges it had holes in its system letting those ads go out. It broke out after midnight, a fire that burned down a house in Queensland, Australia, killing 11 people, many of them kids.
Police have called this an unimaginable tragedy. Three generations of the same family dead, eight of them children, the youngest just three. They'd been gathering at the home for a family get-together. Three men did manage to escape the flames and had tried to get their family out.
And when he got out, he called their names and no one there.
Relatives and friends have come to the street to show their support for the family. Fire authorities now searching through the rubble, trying to work out what started the inferno. In Australia, Leslie Yeomans, Fox News Radio.
Lost in space, an unmanned Russian supply ship that failed to reach orbit 4 minutes into launch. It was supposed to take supplies like food, oxygen, and fuel to the International Space Station. Russia does not say whether the ship has been entirely lost yet. If you are worried about your cholesterol, here's a diet just for you.
When it comes to bad cholesterol, what you eat may matter more than what you don't eat.
New research in the Journal of the American Medical Association says eating more protein and plant-based fat lowered cholesterol more effectively than a diet low in saturated fat. What they ate was largely plant-based foods, nuts, soy, plant-based margarine, and sticky fibers like barley and oats. That regimen saw LDL, the bad cholesterol linked to heart disease, drop by some 13%. In fact, the study authors claim that LDL can be cut by half what many patients get when they take statins such as Lipitor. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 100 points earlier. Now it's down 5 as gold takes a beating, coming down big. It's off $75. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBott. It's 8:05 on August the 24th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We stream live all over the world on KCNR1460.com, and we have a great chat room, a bunch of bon voyants, people that have in the know, people that have their emotions under control and their intellect turned loose. That's our chat pack. And I'm joined today, of course, by Just Bob, because Bad Bob is experiencing something that I have had just all types of amusement and humor at his expense. He's having a colonoscopy, and I told him no rye bread. I also told him that they've been known to make wagers, but we won't talk about that. So how are you doing, Just Bob?
Doing great, Carl. Happy to step in for Bad Bob today.
Well, just continue to remember to turn on the microphones, and you'll be okay here. Let me see if I can find the weather. It's going to be 98 degrees to 100 degrees today. I think it's going to be really sunny. However, they are talking that it could be some thunderstorms up in the mountains. So kind of keep an eye on that. That tomorrow is going to be mostly clear with a low around 65 and south winds around 6 miles per hour. Sunny and hot with a high near 97 tomorrow. Mostly sunny today with a high near 95. Calm wind. I think, yesterday they said it was going to reach triple digits. I believe it did. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards is just a short ride out of Palo Cedro. Give them a call at 474-5546, and they're having music this weekend, and ask them to get into where they're playing music, or you could take a place out on their patio with a view of the sunset. It is just the whole experience is beautiful. Tomorrow night is their regular fare, their regular dinners, but they also have pizza, handmade pizza in a wood-fired oven that is just outstanding. You need to go try that. That's up in Selmos, about a 12-minute ride north of Palo Cedro, heading to Shingletown. Okay, our guest is going to be Senator Ted Gaines, and he is not called yet. We're giving him a call right now to make sure there was not a mix-up, but we'll go on to other things at this point. One of the points that I saw yesterday, and I had Just Bob be looking it up today, is that it talks about people that are just working. This woman is supervising cashiers, and she earns $9.70 an hour for about 26 hours a week, lives with her mother, and she has a 12-year-old son. And the thing about that is that she's one of the 46 million people in the United States on food stamps. About 15% of our population. An increase of 74% since 2011, just before the financial crisis and recession. So she's working. She's got a job. It's not a full-time job. It's part-time, but 26 hours a week. And so she needs food stamps. And and it's not just her. It's one of the people, the executive director of Bronx Works, says that people can't support families on $10, $11, or $12 an hour when you live in certain areas of the country, and they need help. They need the food stamps. The maximum amount a family of four can receive in food stamps is $668 a month, and they can be used to buy food and for plants and seeds to grow food. And I know that there's a lot of people that say, well, wait a minute, I've seen them buy in other things. I've seen them buy in a lot of, stuff at the store. I'm not sure if that is true, if they've done that. I have no personal experience in that. But what's sad here is this, is people that are working, they've got families, and that they're still needing the food stamps. And then I think back in the military, that a lot of the military, the pay for the military, had their families were then eligible for food stamps. And you would see the food stamps or the WIC or whatever in the commissaries. It's quite, it's an interesting point where we have people working, it's still not enough, and yet, and something that's a little bit, it's 60, a 74% rise in the last 2 years for food stamps. Okay, the senator is on the line. We're going to have our business minute first, and then we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back to Senator Ted Gaines. And we've got, a lot of things here we want to talk to the senator about. But first, let's go to the business in Wells Fargo.
Good morning. The major averages are mixed now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 24 points at 11,201. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1,165. The NASDAQ is lower, down 5 points at 2,441. Active stocks today, Pfizer's up a penny at $18.25. Barrick Gold Corp is off $1.93, trading at $42.60. General Motors is positive a penny at $22.07. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up 2 cents at $63.50 per share. PG&E is up 44 cents at $42.02. North Valley Bank is no change, trading at $10.25. Treasury prices are lower. The 30-year bond yield is priced to yield 3.53%. And for commodities, gold is down $77.70 at $1,783.60 per ounce. Silver is down $1.72 at $40.61 an ounce. And crude oil is positive 73 cents, trading at $86.17 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. Looking better. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to bring on Senator Ted Gaines. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is out there in a business call. It's 8:12 in the morning, August the 24th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. It lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As Seen on TV store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV store.
HDTV options these days can be mind-boggling. There's 2D, 3D, 720p, 1080p, 60, 120, 240 hertz, 8-bit panels, 10, 12, and 18-bit panels, plasma, LCD, LED, DLP, and the list goes on. And then what about the components you want connected to the TV? Will they go inside a cabinet or be hidden away in a closet? The decision process can be a bit overwhelming, to say the least. Well, relax, take a deep breath, and head on over to Clyde's Next Generation Home Entertainment Center on Churn Creek Road in Reading. For more than 25 years, we've assisted our customers in selecting the TV that's just right for them, followed by expert installation and service after the sale. And you'll never have to wonder if there's a better deal in town on top-quality home electronics, because here at Clyde's Next Generation, we post our local competitors' prices on the TVs we sell. And we have a fabulous selection of home entertainment cabinetry to add that finishing touch. Clyde's Next Generation Home Entertainment Center, still on Churn Creek Road, but now located behind Cool Hand Luke's in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:15 in the morning, Carl and DeBot. Linda is at a business conference this morning, so she let me come in here by myself. Temperature is 70 degrees, and we're ready to rock here. Hey, our guest, for the first time, we welcome to our show, Senator Ted Gaines. The senator, under the redistricting plan, if that goes through, and I'm not sure if there's another election someplace in there, but if all that goes through as it is right now in December of 2012, will represent Shasta County. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Hey, I'm fine. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, Senator, as you know, with this redistricting, we're losing people we've known for years. If it continues to go forward with Doug LaMoffa and Jim Nielsen. So what we're trying to do is introduce ourselves and get to know the people that could be representing us. So we appreciate you giving us a call. And can you tell us a little bit about who Senator Gaines is?
You bet, absolutely. I am a small business owner. I've got an insurance agency, property casualty insurance agency, that I've had for almost 30 years. I've been in the business for almost 30 years, and I am married. I've got 6 children, 5 daughters and a son. I've resided in Roseville for almost 20 years, and I am very focused on making sure that we're getting the best bang for the buck in terms of our government services. I believe in low taxes. I believe in reducing and reforming regulation, which is strangling small businesses in the state of California.
Okay. As you can probably imagine, we have a chat room, and we also have, of course, the phone lines, and phone lines are backing up. So let's start with John. John, good morning. Do you have a question for the senator?
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm peachy.
I do have a question for the senator. Good morning, Senator Gaines. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, John?
Good, thank you. I'm aware that you sponsored Senate Bill 391.
That's right.
A piece of legislation that definitely needs implementation. But I do have a question about it that I'd like some clarification on, and I'm really glad you're here and I've got this opportunity.
Right.
Through the potential increase in prison population that the bill might create, by keeping in some of the potential parolees who have a background that would justify their continued incarceration, isn't there the chance that this could again impact the prisons and force another court-ordered mass release? And how do you intend to address that within the legislation?
Thank you, John. It's a great question. A little background, if I could, just in terms of Senate Bill 391. It was inspired by J.C. Lee Dugard, who was kidnapped and raped by Philip and Nancy Garrido. And what we did a hearing in terms of what went wrong as far as the state of California was concerned with how he was treated.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but just about everything went wrong with that particular
case. That's right. And so we're looking at, you know, how he was released and what authority could we give to the parole board And there was a decision by the state Supreme Court in 2008 called the Lawrence decision, which directed the parole board to focus simply on the performance of an inmate within the walls of the prison. Was he a model inmate? Was he stable psychologically based on these psychological analyses, which I think in many cases are flawed? And what my legislation will do is say, let's take a look at the criminal history of the inmate and let's weigh the nature of the crime and the risk that individual is to the public before we make a decision on releasing the lifer inmate. Now, these are individuals that are maybe serving, 25 years to life, very sort of serious, heinous types of crimes that have been committed, but they can still qualify for parole. So when we take a look at the number of candidates coming before the parole board in any given year, it may be 400 to 500 inmates, I'm simply asking that the parole board be given the tool of looking at criminal history and erring on the side of caution if you think there's a sexual predator that could put someone at risk in society and hold those folks back. So as far as the early release issue, the overcrowding of prisons, this is a very small number of inmates that we're focusing on. But I think of the highest risk when it comes to exposing the public and potentially hurting our children.
John?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was just processing that information. Okay. And I'm concerned with whether or not there is going to be follow-up legislation to try to reduce that threat to another mass release from the prisons.
That's a great question, because I have not supported any aspect of the early release of prisoners in general within the system. There's a reason why they were given their specific sentencing. They ought to serve that full term. More positive aspect in terms of what's happened with this year's budget is that we've had an additional billions of dollars coming in that was unexpected. And so my approach is that, hey, let's focus on doing what we ought to be doing as electeds, and the number one priority is public safety. And so we ought to be spending the dollars that we need to spend to make sure that we can keep the bad guys incarcerated, and ought to be doing everything we can to challenge these early releases.
Hey, John, I've got to break in. We got to take a break here.
Okay.
Thanks for your phone call.
Charles?
Yes?
Before you go off, would you address with the senator at some point the illegal immigration issue?
That's like number two on my list here.
Thank you very much.
We'll do that. Okay,
bye.
Our guest is Senator Ted Gaines, who may be our, if everything falls into place, and I've got to make this clear because last time some people misunderstood, if everything falls into place, will be our representative, our senator, in December of 2012. We've got a couple of messages here, and then we'll come right back.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The
Awards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fatboy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fatboy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fatboy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is in a business conference today, 25, August 24th. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea, our optometrist of choice, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Been in Redding for 20 years. His own on-site lab. Glasses for people of all ages with Dr. Lea. You know, from the very young to the very senior, he can do it for you. Problems with insurance? Go see Dr. Joseph Lea. Joe will take care of your eyes. That's what he's there for. He does a great job. His staff does a great job. He's got glasses and contact lenses for the entire family. Give him a call, 223-2325. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines, who, if everything goes the way it's down here in the redistricting, and we'll talk about that in a while, can be our representative here in December 2012. Welcome back, Senator.
Thank you very much, Carl. Appreciate it.
You heard the question as John was getting off. We get a lot of that is illegal immigration. What's your take on that?
Well, I think we've got to make sure we secure our borders. That'd probably be the number one priority. There's been a inadequate action by the federal government in securing our borders, and it's very frustrating when we take a look at our country and our state in terms of getting things done. We just can't seem to get things done like we used to. When I was growing up in the 60s and going back even into the 50s, when we needed to do something, we could get it done quickly. And I'm going to work on cutting through the bureaucracies at the state level and making sure that we can actually do good things in this state. As far as the immigration issue is concerned, I don't have a problem with legal immigration. If people are coming across our border and they have a green card and they can satisfy a specific need within our state, I'm okay with that. I have a problem paying dollars, tax dollars, to individuals who are not in our state and our country legally. So that would extend to welfare benefits. It would extend to paying for college education and things of that nature. That's just not right. If you're a citizen, that's fine. If you have a green card and you're here legally, then we need that, I think, for certain aspects of our economy. But the uncontrolled illegal immigration in the state is a real barrier and a real problem.
Do you think like a card check, holding employers responsible could help this?
Yeah, I think we've got to make sure that we've got adequate technology so that we can decipher the right type of identification, because there's a whole cottage industry in creating illegal driver's licenses and Social Security cards. So I think we need to continue to stay ahead of that, and then the whole employers have to be accountable too. And but they need the resources so they can verify whether the documentation they're being given is real or not.
Yeah, I think that's a big problem there. Do you think that California National Guard could be used to put the border, to secure the border, or should be? Or is this a federal thing?
I would, in the absence of federal action, I would entertain that. And, you know, we've got to, I think we're not going to see a whole lot of progress there in the short term. I'm hoping in the 2012 election we're going to get a good Republican who's going to take our borders seriously and really look at securing them. But barring lack of action, I would not be opposed to using our National Guard to make sure our borders are secure.
Okay. We just got a few seconds before we take our break. We have people on the line and questions from the chat room. So we're going to hold people. Bruce, if you don't mind me holding you off till after the break, because we don't have enough time to get into your question. Our guest is Senator Ted Gaines, Republican?
Yes.
From over in, I think you said, Roseville?
Yes.
In that area. It's a little bit away from us, but not insurmountable to get back and forth. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for the Fox News, and we're going to come back. We have people on the line, and we have a lot of questions for Senator Ted Gaines.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. They're getting ready for Hurricane Irene on the outer banks of North Carolina, evacuating people with ferry boats.
We started at 5 a.m. this morning and will continue till midnight.
Lucy Wallace from the Ferry Division of North Carolina, where Irene, now a Category 3 hurricane, is expected this weekend.
Warm water in the Caribbean is making Irene bulk up as she runs through the Bahamas on her way to North Carolina's coast.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown in Miami. Forecasters now say Irene may hit Long Island and New England on Sunday. The U.S. government thinks Muammar Gaddafi is still somewhere in Libya's capital. That's according to Pentagon officials, but exactly where he is remains to be determined. As the rebellion tries to complete its takeover of Tripoli, journalists trapped inside a hotel there by Gaddafi loyalists say they are now free to come and go as they please. They said they had to cook for themselves after hotel employees fled. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the people who donated from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was a great success. Thanks to GM Ranch, Kent's Meat and Groceries, Larry and Lynn Ferrero, Lassen Kang and Nursery, Lee's Honda Kawasaki, Chuck and Peggy Lima, Holiday Ranches, Inner West Insurance Service, Les Schwab, Market Street, Anderson and Hilltop, McConnell Foundation, Muse Trucking, NorCal Kenworth, Palomar Builders, and Premier West Bank. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. Linda's in a business conference. Be in a little bit later, 8:34 in the morning, August the 24th, 72 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time to DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold, good conversation. You just have a good time when you go in there. Take your time. Go in and get a great haircut from Cypress Square Barbershop. Tell them Carl sent you. You won't get any more money off, but they will just, and you'll smile in a good manner. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines. Senator Gaines, if people are just checking in here, is under the redistricting plan. If everything goes the way that you see, with no hiccups or anything, in December of 2012, could be our state senator. And will be representing us. He's from lives in Roseville, but and we've been talking about. He's a Republican. He is strongly opposed to illegal immigration. He is strongly opposed to letting people out of jail early. And good morning, welcome back, Senator.
Great, thank you, Carl.
Did I synopsize that pretty close?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I appreciate that. I'd be humbled to, if I have the opportunity to represent Shasta County. I'm excited about the opportunity with the new district lines being drawn. I'm looking forward to coming up and saying hello to folks.
Well, I think we can probably help you with that. Well, let's go to the phones here. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Ted.
Thanks for waiting.
Not to pick on you, Ted, because I haven't heard you before there, but this is the same old rhetoric and talking points that I've listened to for 10 years on illegal immigration, that everybody's against it. We've got to secure the borders. That's not going to happen unless we do something drastic like put the military on there. Then again, why isn't something done with things like other states have done, like English only? No, take away their food stamps. And there's a lot of things we can do. E-verify. There's just a lot of things that you guys could probably go through and maybe pass down there, but you don't. And then what comes out, you get Prop 130 and 131 that come rolling right back out, and it just really irks me.
It's very frustrating. Our problem is that we're in the minority. I want you to know that those pieces of legislation have been proposed, and they get defeated in committee. They don't only end up on the floor of the Assembly or the Senate. And so it's guerrilla warfare tactics in terms of actions that we take, and it's very frustrating.
So what you're saying, that in being realistic about this, it's not going to change?
Unless there's a groundswell support statewide that would shift the power over to Republicans in either the Assembly or the Senate, or we get a Republican governor that's concerned about the issue, I don't know how we can make a change here at the state level. I am hopeful in terms of what's happened in the Congress with Republican control there, and if we're successful in getting a good Republican president that's willing to focus on this, I think, you know, we have an opportunity. Again, it's a federal issue. We can try to do what we can at the state level, but it's when you're in the minority, you don't set the agenda. We do what we can, but it's very difficult.
Well, it's really frustrating. The issue that's really frustrating to me is on turning out all these prisoners in, and you guys cannot get any legislation type to where you could mirror something like Sheriff Arparo does down in Maricopa County down there, where you could actually put together a facility where you could house these guys really, really, really cheap, and you don't want to fight. You can't get something like that out of legislation, evidently, either.
No, you couldn't. But if you had a courageous sheriff in one of these counties, maybe someone could step up and say, you know, we've had it, and we're not going to allow the games that are going on here in the state of California. I have noticed that there are a number of sheriffs in the rural counties who are objecting to some of the changes in public use of lands that are controlled by the government, not allowing individuals to go on with their off-road vehicle or their motorcycle. And I've been proud to see some sheriffs stepping up to that and saying, you know what, we're not going to enforce it. It's the people's land. They have an opportunity to use it.
Well, we could certainly do some changes. Anyhow, well, thank you for the comments there. We'll jump off here, and good luck on there.
Run Great, thank you.
This district.
Okay, Senator, the fire fees. We had a couple of questions roll through here on that. How do you feel about the fire fees?
Well, you may or may not be aware, but I'm working on a referendum to repeal the fire fee. It's an illegal tax. You could go onto my website to get a petition. That's www.tedgaines.com. And we've had thousands of signatures come in. People are gathering signatures or trying to get enough to put the referendum on the ballot. But when you pass a tax with a simple majority vote, that's an illegal tax. And so we're doing everything we can to fight this. There's going to be kind of a multi-fronted attack on this. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association is also going to litigate. So we're trying to attack it from as many angles as we can.
Okay, I see that they're dropping, it looks like from yesterday they were going to drop the amount from $150 to $90 to $30 or something like that. However,
you know what, can I, Carl,
sure.
if I could just highlight that, I think the pressure that we're applying because of the fact that we're gathering signatures for a referendum has caused them to look at the bad law and try to make some changes to it. But it still does not, in my mind, change anything in terms of it being an illegal tax that needs to be overturned.
Well, it's not only an illegal tax, in my opinion, too, but the money, the hundreds of millions of dollars they want to pick up in this, millions and millions of it is just going to go right back in the bureaucracy to run this program.
Right, right. And even with the revisions that they've made, there is no money going to firefighting.
Yeah, what's going? You know, what's this thing? And we have people out here already, you know, that are already paying taxes for, you know, firefighters. And you know, so what? You know, the whole thing is a bunch of people that don't live in the country voting on this with no concept.
Right.
Hey, we
got to
take a break here, Senator. We come back. We want to talk about the Second Amendment and a few other things.
Great.
Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines. This is Carl Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
To time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice to lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave,
going
our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m. Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing in weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific. terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Botland is out on business today, 8:45 in the morning. She'll be in a few minutes. August the 24th, 72 degrees right now, going up in the high 90s. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Great place to go to. Thursday nights, in fact, is they're serving pizzas now, homemade, handmade pizzas in a wood-fired oven. Plus, of course, they're great dinners. And then this weekend, of course, is music. And again, dinners, brunches, and just a great time up in Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest, Senator Ted Gaines. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we've got a couple of segments left here. Second Amendment. What's your opinion on the Second Amendment?
Well, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm a life member of the NRA, and we are constantly being attacked here in the state of California with bad legislation, much of it proposed by Senator Kevin DeLeon. And he comes from the inner city of L.A. and doesn't understand the needs of rural residents throughout the state of California and basic tenets of the Second Amendment. He's got legislation to ban open carry, and there are other attacks on BB guns having to have an orange plastic tip on their barrel. Man, things have sure changed since when I grew up with my Daisy Red Rider, and we've just gone way overboard with overregulation of guns here in California. And I'm not seeing any results where it's making any difference in terms of the goals that some of these legislators are trying to attain.
What about concealed carry? How do you feel about that?
I think we need more flexibility in those areas, and that it should be loosened up so that people have an opportunity to protect themselves. I'm very focused on that issue in particular. Given the early release of prisoners that's occurring throughout our state as we speak.
Okay, one of the things that has just been a thorn in my side is the business climate here in California. The announcement made the other day that we're losing one business a day out of the state. Has anybody gotten that yet?
Well, the Republicans get it, and I think there's a couple of Democrats that get it that I talk to, but the leadership, for whatever reason, seems to ignore the fact that we've got the second highest unemployment rate in the nation at 12%, and we've got to reform our regulation in the state and reform our tax code. I've carried regulatory reform bills for 2 years in a row that call for a review of every regulation that relates to business and the economy in the state, and eliminate old and outmoded regulations, eliminate contradictory regulations, eliminate duplicative regulations. There's a model up in Canada, of all places, British Columbia, where Premier Campbell, when he was elected, said we're going to eliminate 25% of all existing regulation as it relates to commerce. And at the end of a two-year time frame, they eliminated 160,000 regulations. They actually exceeded their goal. And they said for every regulation that's proposed, you must eliminate an existing regulation so that over time, that body of regulation would not continue to grow.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. John,
right.
go good morning. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning again? And I'm sorry to bother you one more time.
Well, no, I saw your note in the chat room.
Right.
And I, you know, you can ask, you know, feel
it's
free to ask.
It's probably best asked by me.
Because I didn't understand what you were even writing, much less, you know.
Okay.
So.
Are we ready?
Okay.
Ted, good morning again.
Good morning, John.
Listen, my question is one of overall concept between you and your fellow legislators, state level.
Yes.
The federal courts and the United States Attorney General seem to be legislating state management from the courts. How can we protect ourselves from this incursion into the authority of our elected representatives, you and the rest of your group down there, that should be serving our interests, but the federal courts are getting involved in it? I mean, this mess down in Arizona is an example of it, with the border.
Right. Right, and it's an issue of states' rights, a constitutional right that's given to states, and we've got to continue to highlight that issue. Again, that's a federal constitutional issue. I think states could challenge decisions that are coming down by the federal courts. I've got a situation that is similar. It's dealing with the state Supreme Court on my on the Lawrence decision and how it impacted the release of dangerous lifer inmates. And
right.
Again, that's the court intervening and making
in
an interpretation
management
of a law that I think is inaccurate. And so the legislature's responsibility is to pass legislation. The court is to make sure that the laws are followed, but in my opinion, not to reinterpret laws or to reinterpret our Constitution.
Legislating from the bench.
That's right.
Now, my question is this. What recourse do you guys have? And I consider this totally to be a bipartisan issue, that it affects both Republicans and Democrats, but mostly it affects the citizens of the United States. How do we get our power back to the states?
Well, I think there could be challenges from the governor's office and from legislators if we could act in unison. For actions by the federal court coming down to the state of California. The problem is that you don't have that unison sort of approach to trying to address these attacks on our freedom. And you know, a lot of folks across the aisle, they want more power in the courts, especially at the federal level, to dictate what we can and cannot do here, because they're often agreeing with the premise that the court has rendered.
Well, the 800-pound gorilla in the room seems to be the volume of illegal immigrants on the border of the border states to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we are being impacted to such a degree that it seems to me our government, our local government, state government, is giving so much consideration to the potential vote that they can get from amnesty for illegals or the incorporation of them into the voting public.
Hey, John.
That we're just losing traction.
Hey, John.
Yes, I'm sorry, Carl. Go ahead.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Okay, I'm off.
I agree with you, John. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Senator Ted Gaines is our guest. We're going to come back after these messages and finish up here and get the senator's closing thoughts on this.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call, open you, Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning on August the 24th. 75 degrees out there today, heading for close to 100. Carl Linda Bodland is in a business conference. Hopefully, we'll be out of that in another hour or two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do a lot of great things for this community. They support the veterans' causes. They support our community. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great walk-in humidor there in a tobacco shop and a community room. That's Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew. Good people in a great, great effort they do for our community. Our guest is Senator Ted Gaines, who is, with all the redistricting and all the things that are going on, that in December of 2012 could be our senator. And we're happy that you wanted to be on the show today, Senator.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
Hey, there's a lot of things going on, and you know, trying to touch on all of them in one show is, of course, impossible. What do you get passionate about?
Well, I get passionate for our nation, and I'm reading a book. Can I share that a little with you?
Sure.
Mark Stein has just come out with a book called After America. It's Get Ready for Armageddon, and it is a kind of a depressing portrayal of what's happened to America over the course of the last 50 years, and he makes the argument that America is in a state of decline, and he's trying to shock us into reality that we've got to fight for this country. And I'm an optimist. I always have been, but this has been a sobering book to read. And I think there's a lot of truth that he's expressing in it. We've got to figure out how to take about this country. And when I say that, we've got to become a country of exceptionalism. And we've always been that. And we've lost our way in the last 40 or 50 years. But even if you look back to the history of the state of California, it wasn't more than 50 years ago that we were the state, the golden state, where people were coming in droves across this country because they were entrepreneurs and they were hardworking people and they wanted to experience the American dream. And we had a great educational system. We had a great water and irrigation system. We had a great road network. And that's all crumbling before our eyes. And state government has become increasingly dysfunctional with bureaucracies running amok. Regulation out of control, and overtaxation of the people. And we've got to get down to basics. And that's my focus. That's my passion. I'm going to fight for it. I know we're in the minority, but this message has to get delivered. I'm trying to deliver it across the aisle because the state of California and our nation is too important for partisanship. We have to understand the challenges that lie ahead of us. And when we look across the ocean and look what's happening in China, they're going to eat our lunch if we don't get our act together.
And use our money to to do it.
That's right.
Well, you're right, Senator. We've got to take a look at. We're fighting a lot of wars outside our boundaries, outside our continental United States, but the big war is going to go here. And I'm not talking guns and shooting and stuff. I'm talking about a different way of looking at things. Hopefully, maybe after trips to Texas with Gavin Newsom and other of your legislators went down there and just said, my God, we have got to get California back on track here.
That's right.
And it's not that we don't make enough money. It's just we spend it too much.
Right.
Anyway, Senator, thank you so much for being on. And there's a lot of other questions we have, so hopefully we can get you back on again here soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Carl. This is a real pleasure to join you, and I look forward to saying hello to folks in Shasta County. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, you've got an invite. Come on in and sit down and have a cup of coffee and let's just talk.
Great. Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, Senator Ted Gaines. Our guest tomorrow, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be on tomorrow. We're really happy to hear Jim. He's always available to us. Also, the Red Cross, Yvonne, is going to be in here talking about what's going on in that. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Stay tuned for Dennis Miller after Fox News at 9 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. From North Carolina to New England, they're hurricane watching. Irene, now a Category 3.
Starting to look like a very organized hurricane, and we do think this will become a Category 4 in the next several hours.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, still too soon to predict U.S. landfall, but they're bracing in the Bahamas, older hotels evacuating.
Closing up, kicking all of the tourists out that are really basically stuck here at this point. The airport closes in Nassau at 2 o'clock. The airlines have already canceled flights.
Fox's Phil Keating in the Bahamas. North Carolina is ferrying folks off of Ocracoke Island. A day after the Libyan rebels took Tripoli, the hunt is on for Muammar Gaddafi. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the Pentagon.
Right now, Lisa, whereabouts unknown. The word from a senior Defense Department official here who also says they have no evidence that Gaddafi has left Tripoli, and pockets of resistance by Gaddafi loyalists becoming very limited. The official also tells Fox News they have seen no evidence of reprisals by rebel forces, which they call a good sign. The military pros getting the sense that the rebels realize the international spotlight is shining on them. Lisa?
Thanks, Rich. Some damage assessments still underway from yesterday's East Coast quake, which cracked some national landmarks.